Let's give a wonderful hand of applause to all those who will be watching by internet today. Some of you may notice that I'm not wearing my wristband. My wrist is still not doing what it's supposed to, but it's pretty hot here in Louisville, Kentucky today, and my hand was sweating, so I decided to take it off, and it feels good not to have it. And if I lay it down beside me, you will never notice that anything is wrong, and I appreciate that. A lot of people have been praying for me, and I thank you for doing that today. We're going to honor those who are with us. And we're thankful that you're here. We're also going to honor those people who have gone on before us. We're going to make mention of Memorial Day today because next week we will be off on vacation. And Brother John will be preaching on our behalf, and I hope that you come and be with him. All right, Brother Larry, if you're ready, here we go. I want to take a look at some scripture that really gives us honor to people who have given us some advice over the years through God's Word, and also honor our men and women who serve us in this country. Now, Jesus is going to say this in John chapter 15, 13. He's going to talk about himself. But I think we can apply this to a lot of different things. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Would you bow your head with me, please? As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, be with us through this service. May everything that we do today bring glory to you. Father, again, may we honor those today. May we bring to memory the people who have touched our lives, who've gone on to be with you. But Father, they leave us a legacy. They leave us, Father, your word. May we claim some of these promises today. And Father, may we understand from a spiritual point of view that, Father, no greater love has ever been shown anybody than what Jesus did for all of us by giving his life for us, that we may have eternal life. May we honor him most of all today. Father, again, we thank you for every blessing of life. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said, amen. Greater love hath no man. There is no greater love than a person that will lay down his life for his friends. Now, first of all, we're going to give glory to Jesus. Jesus was talking about himself. It would not be very long after he says this that he's actually going to lay down his life freely on a most painful Calvary's cross. Because he is the best friend, greatest friend that you have when you accept him as your Lord and Savior. Jesus died for you. He rose from the grave for you. He's coming back for you who believe in him. Let's give Jesus top praise today with a hand of applause. Now, keeping in mind that next weekend will be Memorial Weekend, we need to keep in mind we have soldiers in our congregation, men and women both. We know men and women who are serving our country. We have people who have died for this country. We have people that have sacrificed in the military for this country. And I believe today that you and I have the freedom to be in this church, have the freedom to watch by internet, and have the freedom to praise Jesus Christ because men and women have laid down their lives for all of history and even in present day so that you and I can have the freedom to believe and accept Jesus. Give these men and women a hand of applause. Now, Now, in thinking along these lines, I want to look at some great advice that God's Word tells us. And a lot of people throughout my past who've gone on to be with the Lord, all of my grandparents, definitely my father, and people that I have cared about, every one of my college professors and seminary professors have gone on to be with the Lord, but they've left me some great, wonderful advice. And I'm going to pull that out of Scripture today. Here in Revelation 14:12, here is the patience of the saints. Believe me, saints need patience in the world we live in today. Here are they that what? Keep the commandments of God and faith in Jesus Christ. I've had people over my lifetime who've given me all kinds of advice. Financial advice, marital advice, how to raise my children, how to be a boss, how to be a preacher, how to be a son, how to do everything in life. But the greatest advice that's ever been given me is this. Believe in Jesus, accept Jesus, have faith in Jesus, and on any rainy day, dark day, terrible day, sunny day, glad day, it belongs to Jesus. Lean on Him, follow Him. Be patient. God takes care of His people. Great advice. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Keep the commandments, which tells us how to act. Believe me, we need to know how to act. And faith in Jesus. Some of the greatest advice on the planet that you should hear is to have faith in Jesus. It's life-changing. We have stuff in life that we call life-changing. Events in our life that are life-changing. Graduating from high school, that's life-changing. When you get married, it's life-changing. If you have a good job and you get a good job, it's life-changing. When you're healed from being sick, it's life-changing. Everything affects your life. But the greatest thing that affects your life, because it takes you into what we call the afterlife, and that is your faith in Jesus Christ. What do you think? Now, my father liked to quote this scripture to me a lot, especially when I was a teenager. Now, I never partook much in alcohol. But, you know, he would say, he said, I know that's going to be offered to you. So he said, look what the scripture says. What's it say? Be sober. Now, I have talked to many a people in my lifetime. And I don't know whether to call this a privilege, let's just call this an experience. But there's been a few times, not many, but there's been a few times, when I've been called to talk to someone who was under the influence of alcohol. Now that's a trip, people. When you try to tell them and to talk with them when they're not sober, some of them want to laugh, some of them want to cry, some of them want to get violent, some of them want to get behind a wheel and drive. Some of them want to beat your wives, beat your kids. Some of them just want to take their own lives. But I'm here to tell you this. Folks, listen to me closely. In order for you to really know and to appreciate what God is all about, that's why this verse starts off. Because you can't be alert if you're not sober. Why do you need to be alert today? Because you take your eyes off of Jesus for 1 minute, and it is life-changing. Because you take your eyes off of Him 1 minute, I want you to watch this closely. You remember a time when Peter took his eyes off of Jesus? He almost drowned, didn't he? Let me take you a little bit deeper. There's a reason why he said this. because he really thought he could just get out there on that water and just walk and walk and look around and all that kind of stuff. It almost cost him his life because he wasn't alert. That's why he says, be sober, because there was a time when I wasn't alert. And if Jesus hadn't been there, I would have drowned. What you need to understand here, as I take you a little deeper into Scripture, what Peter's trying to say is, you better be alert or you're going to get hurt. You better stay on top of what you need to be staying on top of and listen closely. Because if you don't, you can get hurt. The problem is, folks, we have people that get hurt for eternity because they never put their eyes on Jesus. They're never sober enough. They're never alert enough. They're never in the right mind to do that. I'm telling you today, it's time to be in the right mind in the world we live in today. Kids coming out of high school, be on the right frame of mind. Because if you're not alert, Satan will destroy you in a heartbeat. Be vigilant. Because what? Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Who does he devour? People who are not alert. Is that simple enough? Say amen.
Amen.
Brother Larry, let's go to the next verse. I preach on this. I probably have preached on this more in any series of sermons in my 30 years or better than anything else, because it really is the gospel truth. The whole armor of God is what protects you from this roaring lion, Satan. Wherefore, take unto you, and here's the key word, the whole armor. Now, we don't have time to get into what all that armor is about, but you know what it is. Of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Now, those of you who've been part of my ministry for a long time, you always hear me say, what is the evil day? Today is the evil day. Tomorrow is the evil day. The evil day is up to you. You have the potential to have an evil day if you're not sober, if you take your eyes off of Jesus and not watching what you're doing. Satan will destroy you in heartbeat. Destroy your spouse, destroy your children, destroy your home, destroy your finances, destroy your health if you're not watching what you are doing. He wants to do it. He wants to destroy your witness and everything about you. He's not your friend. He is your enemy. And the only way to protect that is to put God around you, about you, in you, and every other way. That's His armor. You need Jesus every day. Give the Lord a hand of applause in His house. Now, I want to really look at this last piece of Scripture, and it's another piece of Scripture that I have in years past talked a lot about. A lot of us, as we get older, and I really do truly include myself in this, we really look back over our life, what we've done, what we've accomplished, or if we've done anything, or if we've accomplished anything. But one thing that I really hope that I have tried to show the world is that you really are in a fight. And I hope that through all of my years of ministry, I have never told you you're not in a fight, because you're in a fight right now. You're fighting right now in every being about you to be the person that you are, because Satan in this world is going to fight against you. It's going to try to run over you. This world and what it is and what it's about is not going to stand much longer. God's Word says the closer we get to the end of time, God's people are going to run from the truth. There's really two groups of people in the world, and I want you to understand this. One are those who run to the truth. The other group's the one who runs from it. And I'm here to tell you, Satan will try to tell you what his side is the truth, and he's very smart. But folks, if you know Jesus, you're smarter than Satan if you'll use this. I want you to look here as Paul closes out his life, what he says, because you won't find any greater advice in God's Word. I have fought a good fight. What's a good fight? It means I've taken a stand for something. Here's how you fight in the world today, folks. You take a stand. You take a stand for Jesus. You take a stand for morality. You take a stand for what's right and what's wrong under the convictions that God has given you through His Holy Spirit. And once you do that, once you stand, you become a target. And once you become a target, Satan's going to come at you with everything that you've got. But I would rather be a target with Jesus on my side than sitting on the sidelines and they don't know whether I'm a Christian or not. We got a world full of people, you can't tell whether they're Christian or not. How they act, where they go, how they talk, what they do. You don't know, you can't tell. But when you stand for something, and you stand for Jesus. Let me tell you something. When He died on that cross, He didn't do it in some private ceremony. He did it for the world to see. Because He cared enough about you. He wasn't embarrassed by the cross. He felt the pain of it. But the most pain He felt was when God, His Father, turned His back on Him for just a moment because He became your sin and my sin. Believe me, that was much greater pain than the biggest nail that went in His hands or feet. Paul was a man who in life was horrible. He was a killer. And God got a hold of him one day on the Damascus Road and changed his life. From that point on, he took a stand for Jesus. He became a soldier. Paul would also die a soldier for Jesus. You have a choice today. Can you really say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Key word, finished. This means that we are a child of God to the day we take our last breath. It's none of this, I'm a child today, I'm lost tomorrow, I'm a child for a week, I'm lost for 2 weeks, I'm a child for a year, I turn my back on God for 3 years. Now, we all know that God's a forgiving God, and we all have got testimony of times when we're down in life, we don't feel good, we feel rotten, things have sort of turned on us a little bit, and we've fallen away from God a little bit. We've all got that testimony to tell. But when push comes to shove, I love Jesus. I'm going to stand for Him. And when Satan tries to knock me down, and believe me, I'm a product of being knocked down, I want to get back up as fast as I can. Because Jesus went all the way to the cross, went all the way to the grave. When He arose from that grave, He did that for Roger Hodge. Let's make it real individual here. And one day He's coming back for Roger Hodge. And if Roger Hodge has got any sense, he's going to be standing, he's going to finish the course. Because Jesus finished it for me. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. The only way to keep the faith as we finish this is you got to fight, you got to finish, you got to have faith. Remember, it's a fight, but it's worth it. You want to finish because it's worth it. Because when you finish, your faith is going to take you home for eternity. And I promise you, no matter what you've got to do, no matter what you've got to put up with, no matter what comes your way, no matter what this world throws at you, you want to fight, you want to finish, and you want to keep the faith. Because not only is it an individual thing, but your family's watching you, your children are watching you, your spouse is watching you, your church family's watching you, your friends are watching you, the world is watching you. Have you fought a good fight? Are you determined to finish it and leave this world by faith? Because it's a faith that's going to take you to heaven. And I'm going to close with this. Not only is it the faith that's going to take you to heaven, but it could be the faith that you leave the legacy that you leave, the faith that you show that makes a difference on whether your wife's going to be there with you, your husband's going to be there with you, your children are going to be there with you, your friends are going to be there with you, your parents are going to be there with you, because they're watching you and they're watching me. It's my prayer. If the Lord doesn't come in my lifetime and they lay down, they say he fought a good fight. Because it's a fight. You're in a fight now. You're going to be in a fight tomorrow. But I'm here to tell you that when Jesus is on your side and you follow him, you will be a winner. Give the Lord a hand of applause and say. Would you stand with me, please? As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, what a privilege to feel your spirit in this place today. What a privilege to be able to stand here today, Father, and proclaim your word. Father, I'm so thankful for every blessing of life that you've given my family, that you've given me. The grace and the forgiveness that you've given my family. No greater love. No greater love than this. Than a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus. Jesus. Father, be with our service. Be with this invitation. If you're watching by internet today, wherever you may be, all you have to do is bow your heads and say, Jesus, come into my life. Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me, for I am a sinner. And I want to be saved. Jesus will save you no matter where you're at. No matter what you're doing. No matter what sin you've committed. To those in this congregation, the Lord loves you. Jesus loves you. Will you give your life to him? On this soon-to-be Memorial Weekend, may we truly honor those who've gone before us, and the men and women of our military who've given their lives, that we may have the freedom today in this country. How we stand for you today, and thank you for your sacrifice. Bless these moments in Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, would you come in the name of Jesus?